From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, friends. Hello to you on this wonderful Thursday, the first day of April. How you doing today? Yes, I know so many are probably telling stories and jokes and being tricksters as it is, what, April Fool's Day. But, you know, I really don't get into that so much. I know when my kids were little, they'd always try to do a gotcha with mom and that kind of thing. But it's not really something I wish I could just wake up and say this whole COVID thing was April Fool's, you know, all last year. But certainly we are going to continue to be optimistic as spring is here, the first day of April. And of course, tomorrow is Good Friday and Sunday is Resurrection Sunday, Easter, and a lot of people are enjoying a wonderful spring break. I had an opportunity yesterday to go on a grand adventure with my friend Amy Ryan Corser, and I went over to the beach yesterday, and we had an opportunity to go into several businesses and check them out and make introduction, and it was fun. The sun was incredible. The beach, man, if we could have spent some time there, it was a perfect beach day, about 60, mid-60s, and no wind, believe it or not, at Rockaway Beach. And I'm reminded how beautiful Oregon is, not only the sights, but the people. We really do have incredible people that live here, hardy, determined, hard workers, business owners. Had an opportunity to stop in to several little businesses along the way and just see, do a check-in. How you doing? How you holding up? You know, how are things going? And there were a lot of people out and about, and it was fun to see somewhat of a normal activity on a spring break with families gathering together and enjoying the beautiful sunshine. So trusting you had a chance to get out and enjoy the sun. And then we buzzed back to town last night, and I got to slip in a little bit right kind of well on time to Chris Ann Hall to the training with Liberty First University. And that was a great training on the Constitution. I still want to encourage you, if you have not had a chance to attend, there's plenty of room, and plan on next Wednesday night at 7 p.m. going to this Chris Ann Hall training with Liberty First University. And the thing that was really good about the training that we had last night was the fact that I think in my mind, I've always thought when our founding fathers started the USA, I always thought that, you know, this was like a brand new thing birth. Yes, it was a brand new country birth, but a lot of our founding documents came from many, many years in a lot of different instances in history that impacted our founding fathers to create the liberties and the freedoms that we have now. And it was really encouraging and lots of note taking, and it was fun. And I encourage you, if you can make some time on your Wednesday night, please attend Liberty First University. I don't think you'll be disappointed. As we continue on looking at a round robin of our news today, I want to say, first of all, happy birthday to Randy Jackson, our good friend Randy Jackson. It's his birthday today. And I want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland for being a morning show sponsor this morning with Country Financial Sunderland Agency. If you need any insurance, please give him a call, 503-885-0789. Looking at some of the headlines in the news, as you know, over the weekend, there was some stuff again at the Capitol. This is coming from the Northwest Observer. Antifa comes to Salem. Several confrontations lead to arrests. PT News journalist and live streamer, the Black Conservative Preacher, also known as BCP, from Portland, joined fellow hardworking Oregonians and drove from Sandy to the state capitol in Salem on Sunday to exercise their First Amendment right of free speech and to peacefully assemble. Men, women, and children and senior citizens caravaned to Salem in an effort to celebrate freedom and express their frustration with being shut out of the Capitol while unconstitutional legislation is forced through without a vote of the people. Those who made the trip were met with a violent mob of far-left extremists who could be seen on video waiting with large rocks and weapons for vehicles to approach. Passing motorists were even fired upon with paintball guns. According to a statement made by the Black Conservative Preacher, motorists, including veterans and individuals not associated with the rally, were even violently attacked with an estimate of a 200 to 300 Antifa on Sunday afternoon. This was not a gathering where two groups where two groups in opposition of another met up. This was a gathering of violent far extremists with their gear waiting for the other group to come. And the interesting thing is that in the news, here's something kind of a Stacy observation in the news. I didn't really hear about that group that was waiting, but I drove through there because I wanted to see the cherry trees and I was going to do some shopping downtown. And I saw this group and I'm thinking, what in the world is going on? I got alerted by a friend and I thought, wow, what's going on? You know, they had their signs and stuff, and I thought, well, maybe they're holding their own kind of rally. Well, interesting enough, here's something that was a release by the Oregon State Police that came out along with their partner agencies. This is a statement that they're saying. The first event, billed as the Freedom Rally, appeared on social media streams in February. A second event appeared soon after, named Fascist Free 503, indicating a counter-response to the Freedom Rally. Social media posts connected to the group indicated their intention to prevent the Freedom Rally caravan from meeting at the state capitol. The following individuals were arrested, and they list a whole bunch of people. Now, here's something that's interesting. The Oregon State Police would also like to clarify misinformation regarding the circumstances around the man who was detained after displaying a firearm. The person in the photo was the victim of extensive damage to his vehicle. When he stopped to assess the damage, he was assaulted with pepper spray. After being assaulted with pepper spray, the person pulled a handgun from his waistband to defend himself. He did not point the weapon at anyone and dropped it when ordered to do so by law enforcement. This person has a valid concealed handgun license. This person was detained, interviewed, and then released. Reports will be forwarded to the Marion County Attorney's Office for review. And again, there's always three sides to the story, right? His and hers and the one in between. There's always perspective, and it's good to look at all the perspective. And I do appreciate the Oregon State Police for clarifying, because the media was saying that the gentleman was, you know, pointing his gun at everybody and he was arrested. So he was questioned and interviewed and released. And so I think that's something to keep in perspective as we move forward. Also, I want to let you know that people who received unemployment in 2020 and filed taxes will receive automatic refunds. So this is an article in the Statesman Journal saying people who received unemployment benefits in 2020 and filed their taxes before March 11th will receive automatic refunds on taxes they paid, up to $10,200 in unemployment. So people that were early and diligent with filing your taxes, you're going to get a little more of a refund if you were on unemployment. And then tenants could get another break on past due rent. Oregon Senate Committee advances a plan as federal funds pour in for rental assistance. So that is something, too, that people are kind of keeping an eye on, as the CDC has said that they're extending that rental assistance and that demand. If you can't pay rent, you should have some leeway with your landlords. And then they're also looking at a bill at the Oregon State House considering to help Marion County rebuild from last year's wildfires. Santiam residents will have an easier time rebuilding from last fall's historic wildfires under legislation moving through Oregon. And I do think that this is something that we're going to keep an eye on, because there's a lot of obstacles, even just, and there's a lot of things about building a house and permits and things on a normal day. But when you have had a fire and you have a lot of obstacles trying to figure that out, I know Marion County, they had a meeting yesterday. We put that up on our Facebook page. I know they're looking for ways to make it easier for people to rebuild, and that's encouragement. And an effort to continue to stay connected to our community and what we're doing here, to let you know what businesses that you can support, right, and get behind. We are, again, partnering with our friend Bill, with the best of the Willamette Valley. And this year, we're bringing in the sponsor. In fact, we're kicking this off right, Bill, by having this wonderful morning and starting out fresh and right. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good. How are you? How's everybody?
Doing good. A lot of news, a lot of stuff going on in our community. The encouraging thing, Bill, is that people are getting back to stuff, right? Like sports and school. And it's kind of fun to see that again, isn't it?
That is true. It's fun to see people coming back to life and businesses that are turning that closed sign to open.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing a great response to people that are participating in Best of the Willamette Valley this year, presented by Rick's Custom.
Yes, we've got
Custom Fencing and Decking. pergolas are on my mind right now. I was talking to Taylor a little bit earlier before we went on the air about pergolas, but it's a great time. It's a great time to be alive. And you know, I was going to say, you know, it was snowing at my house this morning, but that would have been an April Fool's. So
I wouldn't have believed you.
Nobody's a fool like me on April 1st.
I've got the weather forecast in front of me, so I would have called you on that right away. But if you would have said I had a flat tire out front, I probably would have believed you, because that happened about 3 weeks ago.
Right.
But so we just wrapped up the nomination phase of Best Of, right? And now we're going into the voting stage. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Voting opens on Monday, April 5th, the day after Easter.
Mm-hmm.
This year we've had a remarkable response again. Now, we do contests across the country, and we're seeing the same thing in our contest. We have about 20% more businesses participating this year. We're just shy of 2,000 participants. Last year, we had about 1,600.
Incredible.
So you think about that. And, you know, we only give away about, or we only award about, I think, 300 categories. So it really is a competition. But the competition is really to be in front of your customers and your fans. And we can't do it without people participating. So it's one thing to have a contest. It's another thing to have people naturally raise their hand and say, put me in, Bill, put me in, Taylor. We see value in this.
Mm-hmm. And it was fun for me. I had an opportunity to nominate and participate in that part. And it is incredible when we think about all of the businesses here and all of the folks that have really gone through this last year. It's been particularly important that we pat them on the back and say thank you for going the above and beyond to serve customers in a time where people were uncertain, really uncertain about, well, should I even go out of my house or not, you know, and what the businesses have had to go through, you know, to meet with their customers and their clients. And when we talk about this contest, Bill, I know what it did for me last year, and I know what it did for a lot of our folks, is it gave them something to focus on beyond what they're walking through, right?
Right. Yeah, you know, and that's what we focus on is, you know, we feel bad that there are some businesses that decided to call it quits, but we're really here for those businesses that said, you know, we're in it to win it. We're still here.
Mm-hmm.
What's important is not to think about yesterday, but to look forward and, you know, that's what we can control, right? What's in front of us, learn from the past and move forward. So our office is right in downtown Salem, and it's fun, interesting to watch how the restaurants, man, they have done paradigm shifts beyond, I mean, with tents and sitting on the streets, and now you can get back in. And of course, this is the time of year when you want to sit outside, right? Eat al fresco anyway. But
oh yeah, if anything, it's expanded now that the weather's nicer, a new whole new area for these businesses. And when we think about the categories people can choose from, they can choose from eating and drinking and health and beauty and home and garden and motors and professional services, schools, shopping, things to do. And right now, as we head into our break, after we get back from this break, I want to talk a little bit more with Taylor. She is here. And she's going to talk to us about Rick's, and it's I've got it right here. Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking. Is that correct? All right. Well, Taylor, we're so glad to have you here. We're going to continue the conversation. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, the best of the Willamette Valley this year, presented by Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. Welcome to April, friends. Whew. I'm excited with spring right here and all the adventures that we can have. I'm thinking about all of you that own your homes. And I know a lot of people have been cutting down limbs and cleaning. I watched that as I drove through the countryside yesterday to the coast. People are cleanup crews all over, whether it be public or private lands, and along the highway too. That was interesting, along 101 where all the trees had come down. It was really interesting to watch all the crews working and just kind of getting through all of those areas. And I'm imagining what it would have looked like a month ago. And with all of these projects, and certainly some of you that have had your fences downed and your maybe your large deck in the back has been hurt or harmed, I think this timing of having Taylor in the studio today, and of course the best of the Willamette Valley this year is presented by Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking, and they're partnering because they really want to engage you and I and everyone to recognize the best businesses in the area, organizations and people. And this is a way that we can focus on these professionals that we interact with on a day-to-day basis, right, Taylor? So talk to us a little bit about Rick's and welcome to the morning show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your business and what kinds of things that you do.
Sure. So Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking is a family-owned business, and we've been in the Northwest for over 40 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been in the Salem area here for well over 20 of those 40 years, and we've got a couple locations in Portland as well. So we are a full retailer of everything you would need to build your own products. Mm-hmm. And then we also install fences, decks, patio covers, automatic gates, pretty much everything you would need for your residential property. So, and we've spent a lot of time in the last month, especially in this area, cleaning up downed fences, mm-hmm. and like you mentioned, downed decks. I mean, the damage was extensive, especially in the Salem area. God, I feel for these homeowners down here. So
it's been crazy. And when you think about this year that we've been through, I'm real curious with the work that you do there. You know, we had the COVID thing happen, right? And then we had the fires and now the ice storm, and people just seem like on every side they've been harmed or hit, whether it be business or their personal home or whatever. I'm curious with your business, how did COVID affect you all? I mean, when that all happened, how did that impact your business? And I have a couple questions to follow up because you and I kind of talked about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's been really interesting in the home improvement sector. We all kind of, I think most businesses, when COVID first started, we all took a step back and said, ooh, I don't know what's going to happen. And we saw a lot of dip in our sales in the first month or two. We laid a few people off. And then all of a sudden, the floodgates opened. Mm. And as people realized that they weren't going to be spending money on a vacation anymore, mm-hmm. and they were going to be in their homes for a while. So everybody started working from home. You've got that home office that looks out the window over your fence or your deck, and you started to realize, oh, that fence isn't looking so good anymore. Oh, I want to spend more time on my deck now. I mean, mm-hmm. so all of a sudden, we started getting call after call saying, it's time to start working on my home. I've got money that I'm not spending on restaurants. I'm not spending on vacations. Let's do something at home.
Yeah, instead of the grand adventure, even in another country or mm-hmm. that exotic vacation somewhere, they're doing staycations because they kind of have to. So what is the most popular add-on that you saw this last year? What kinds of things? Are they expanding their decks? Are they changing out their fencing completely? What's the most popular thing?
Well, it's been an interesting year. I'd say that a lot of people are thinking of that deck and that area as an extension of your living space.
Mm-hmm.
So you're almost adding square footage to your home when you're mm-hmm. adding a bigger deck. But the biggest one that we've seen is patio covers, because then you've got that outdoor space that you can use for seasons. So mm-hmm. that living space becomes a place where you can congregate when it's raining out or when it's just not quite as nice. And so now you've really truly added another almost room to your home where you can have, especially in COVID times, where you can maybe gather with a few close friends mm-hmm. outside and feel like you're a little more safe to spend a little time with people. So that's one of the biggest ones that we've seen.
So I know I like to watch a lot of those shows, like remodel shows, HGTV type stuff, and they talk about, you know, expanding, like you said, the living space, but the features and things. So when you talk about doing the decks and the fencing and all of that, do you have accessories too, or any kind of features? Do you partner with other businesses if they want a fireplace or things like that? How does that work?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we definitely love to work with some of the local companies that are going to do, you know, a nice pavers where your deck comes off into mm-hmm. an extension, maybe with pavers and a fire pit or something. We do a bunch of different types of handrail these days. You know, there's a lot of people looking for something that's not going to feel closed off. So we've got the handrail with the cable on it. So it gives you an open view, especially if you've got an upper deck where you don't want to lose a view out of your windows or out when you're sitting on your deck. Adding lighting is sometimes something that you want to do, and we can work with people to do that. And then making sure that you've got everything you need for, you know, like a low maintenance deck is probably the biggest thing that we get. So you've got your composites and your vinyl handrails and those aluminum handrails that are just going to mean that you aren't spending any time maintaining anymore. You're getting to enjoy your
new
deck.
Well, and that is something that's kind of interesting because I was raised here in Oregon. I've lived away all these years and I've come back and we lived out in the country. And every summer we had to paint that white fence, right? And that country fence and all of that. And now you have actually, like, is it the composite where it just stays the same color, right? And you can put it up and you don't have to worry about that extra labor or sending the grandkids or the kids out to paint the fence in the summer. But I think all of these kinds of opportunities are important for us to realize that it's easier, I think, in some ways, right?
Well, I tell you, my kind of deck is the one you just walk out and sit on. That's what I want to do with my deck. I just want to say please and thank you and, you know, just write that stimulus check because you know, thousands of dollars every month we're getting. Why not spend it on something that's going to give a return?
More sandblasting, right? And scraping and all of that kind of work that had there's an easier way to do this. And so, friends, this is hopefully stirring some ideas for some spring projects in your mind. And Taylor, when we come back, I want to talk about from concept to actually completion. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Okay. Absolutely.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Having a wonderful conversation this morning with Rick's and Taylor there. I think you're the marketing gal, aren't you? Yeah, we'll have some fun when we come back. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning, friends. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. 9:34 in the morning on this first day of April. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. And our weather today, it's going to be a nice day. Partly cloudy sky, temperatures in the mid-60s again. Right now it's 48 degrees here at the KSLM studios. And we're continuing the conversation this morning with Bill and Taylor. And I appreciate you both being in here. And Bill, I appreciate your sense of humor. And I appreciate what you're doing and you and the Best of the Willamette Valley this year presented by Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking. I appreciate how you're connecting businesses and the community and really creating that community appreciation and really highlighting those that are going above and beyond. And last week I had a guest, Mitch Graff. He's an author and he's a community leader. And he's recently wrote a book, you know, about customer service and that in this day and age, you know, providing 6-star customer service in a 1-star world, you know, and in your organization, what you do, you highlight these businesses in our community that are really going above and beyond. And the beautiful part about it is we get to vote, we get to nominate, and then we get to vote. And now let me talk to you about voting, because voting has been something that's been in the news quite a bit, you know, in the last 6 months or so. How does this work, and how often can you vote more than once for your favorites? How does that work?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. We invite people to come in every day during voting, which starts on April 5th, and I think it goes, I don't have the date, it's about 14 days of voting.
Mm-hmm.
But they can come in every day to bestofthewillamettevalley.com. They should also be watching websites, billboards, newspaper ads, other radio force, because there are some people that have what is called a custom voting page. And so there will be a very unique URL, and you can go directly to their, just their part of the ballot. But we welcome people to come in once a day. We do have fraud protection. I always kind of laugh when I see that, you know, there are people making such a big deal. It's not that hard to figure out a good vote versus a bad vote. We do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have thousands of votes that come in. In fact, millions of votes. We're our contest platform that we built from the ground up here in Oregon. We wrote all the software, and it really protects the integrity of the contest. So, but you know, we model people's behaviors. So, you know, people say, well, it's just a popularity contest. Well, so is being in business.
Mm-hmm.
So is people remembering that you're the best place to get a milkshake or to buy a fence or to see a doctor or a dentist or that you've had a good experience with a lawyer. So that's, you know, we vote with our feet. So now we vote with the click of a mouse. Everything's done digitally. And so you can have fans throughout the world. It's a yes. world contest
yes.
for people that are here in the Marion and Polk County area.
What I really love about this, too, is it's such a good resource the rest of the year when mm-hmm. we're not in contest for people coming in the area wanting to know, well, who has the best steak or the best burger, or I want to do a remodel project. Where can I go to get fencing and decking, you know, things like that, and who's in this little guide? But let's talk real quick to the new business who maybe
sure.
were nominated for the very first time. How would you coach them to promote themselves so that their customers know to vote for them?
Well, if they have a Facebook page or if they have a website, you can go to bestofthewillametvalley.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have free assets, so you put a little badge that says vote for us on your website and mm-hmm. link it to the ballot. Sending out emails, printing out, we have flyers you can print out and put if you have a brick and mortar store
mm-hmm.
or other materials that your store is made out of. You can put it by your cash register. We've seen people put it on pizza boxes.
Wow.
You put it on cash register tapes.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is just don't keep it a secret.
Yeah, right? Get the word out. And you could even contact me and do a radio ad and promote your business and say vote for me. Yes.
Contact your favorite radio station mm-hmm. like KSLM.
Yeah, we could help you with that. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about, I wanted to talk to you, Taylor. You are the director of marketing, by the way. I want to talk to you a little bit about this concept. So they get the stimulus money, right? And they're thinking, well, I want a deck. I just have a couple steps out the back. How do you walk people through from concept to actual completion? How would that even work?
Oh, it's such a cool process. I love how we do things and how we work with our customers. It's a little unique in the construction industry, but when you call our location, the first person who answers the phone is going to be your estimator that you're going to work with through the entire process. So they're going to be the ones from the very beginning that can answer your questions. So maybe you just want to know what fence boards cost today, or maybe you want to schedule a full design consultation and have somebody come out and work with you from start to finish on your project. And so then we'll come out to your home. We'll do it real simply. We'll take all the measurements and then we'll just put it on paper right in front of you. So we'll draw it out. We can draw it out a bunch of different ways and see, you know, maybe the stairs work better on the right side, or maybe actually if we move them over to the left here, the flow of traffic changes. You know, we've got a lot of things that we're considering when we're designing a project. Maybe if it's a fence, you know, we're looking at what's going to work best for you and your neighbors, or what's going to give you the most privacy, or the most security. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go into the process, and our estimators are considering everything that you need throughout that. And budget is a huge consideration for mm-hmm. us as well. We respect that everybody has a different budget. So we offer packages from full installs, but also a partial installation where we might come out and just set the post for you, leave the boards, and you can put up the boards and rails yourself and save a bunch on labor.
Okay.
So, you know, we're happy to give you the instruction to feel confident to do that part of the process, but we allow you to kind of make that project fit for you. That's mm-hmm. where the custom in our name comes from.
Oh, I love that. And when you think about all the work that can be done and it enhances your home, and there are a lot of people who are looking at ways to enhance their home instead of maybe even purchasing something else, because there's a lot, it's hard to find a home in this market right now. And so what advice do you have to someone who maybe wants to add value to their home or get it ready for sale? What would a fence do for that, or a new deck?
Well, I think one of the things to consider is that so many people have, you know, they want to have a secure spot for maybe a pet or their kids. So I would say making sure that your fence is first off going to give you full security around your property. So a working gate and a fence that doesn't have spots where, you know, a pet could escape. With your deck, it's always going to be a safety concern. So when you're, especially if you're elevated off the ground, so making sure that that deck is really secure. Having an expert come out and just assess it for you, just to make sure that that's fully up to code, mm-hmm. because that's going to come into play if you're trying to sell your home or if you're buying a home. Just making sure that that everything's going to work for not only the next homeowner, but anybody that might visit them at their home. You know, it's a safety concern for sure.
Well, and I know watching, again, I like to watch all those shows. It's amazing to see how much value that can add to your home, not only space-wise, but just a curb appeal if it's
in the front, you know, in the back, you know, just knowing that you have that safe space for your children, your grandchildren, like you said, the pets. And it kind of highlights your backyard too. It really does. Now, are people doing things with lighting too in their fencing? Are you seeing a little bit of that? Have you had experience? It seems like to me, I'm noticing that more and more with lights and fencing and all of that.
For sure. I think we're in the Pinterest age.
That's
so
it.
Everybody, you know, you may see some really unique things happening, some decorative elements that are being added to fences and decks. Lighting is a big one. When people want to, it always makes us feel so good when somebody says, I would like to add this to my fence when you're done. So then we can go, oh, so you're going to add hundreds of pounds of weight to this mm-hmm. brand new fence. We're going to put the posts an extra foot in the ground with extra concrete. So you're ready to go. That's a good thing to ask your estimator beforehand.
So I have the guy that likes to just walk out on the deck. Do you do the electrical contracting too? So
we work with an electrician.
An electrician,
yeah,
right?
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, I grew up in Southern California, so I know that every day is a water feature in Oregon, or any day mm-hmm. can be a water feature. But do you do water features too? Because I think there's just nothing more peaceful than, you know, a nice cocktail and that trickle, trickle, trickle of the water mm-hmm. as the barbecue, you know, the meat sizzles on the barbecue.
Oh, man, you're making me hungry.
Oh, I know. This is painting a picture.
The sun is setting and the fence is high enough where mm-hmm. you don't have to look at your neighbor's mm-hmm. backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
On the deck that you can just walk out on.
Exactly, yes. No, we don't specifically do the water feature, but we know wonderful landscapers and contractors that would be happy to do that part of the process, and we want to work with those people.
Right.
You know, these are the people. Part of the best of Willamette Valley is going to give people the option to really quickly go, oh, look at this. There's all these great landscapers who've already, yes. you know, that specialize in this. So
right.
it's as a business, it gives us security too in recommending people. We look through that guide and go, okay, you know, this landscaper was voted the best and this paver company was voted the best. We as a business feel secure in working with them as well.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Really good point. And when you think about what's going on right now, what would you say as far as your potential customers, if you know you want this in the future, they should probably make that plan now. I bet the demand because of COVID and everybody at home. Talk to us a little bit about that supply and demand thing and if they're thinking about doing something to get on the books now.
Absolutely. 2021 has become just an unprecedented year for demand in the home building and building materials industry.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been getting weekly letters from our suppliers saying, we're out of this material. This price is going up. Our suppliers can't get us this. So it's because everyone is either building a home, trying to buy a home, or trying to remodel a home right now.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the supply was cut off during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those companies that were creating the materials are still catching up.
Yeah.
So we're really encouraging people, if you're thinking about a project for this year, start the process as early as possible. You know, start figuring out what that budget's going to be for you and start figuring out how you're going to make it happen, because likely in a month or two, not only is the budget, the price just going to be way, way higher, but it's also maybe not even going to be available anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You may be looking at your project for 2022.
And when we talk about funding and creative financing and things like that, do you work with local funders for these projects and things? Do you have those partners as
we
well?
We do. Yeah, it's really important to us. We realize that, you know, this is an investment into mm-hmm. your home, and that requires a fair amount of money. So we work with a couple different places. We've got them right on our website, really
Good.
Simple. And we offer a few different creative ways. There's a 12-month no interest. There's also a 6 months with no interest, no money down and no payments, so you can get that started now and start working on that process as you go. So and we've got some other options for people, so all of our estimators are really well versed in how that works. It's a good thing to have.
So all you really have to do is know where to put your adult beverage down in the
mm-hmm.
chair, right? This is my kind of a home project.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know it's like you were mentioning HGTV, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know they get everything done in a half an hour. But what's usually the timing on a project? Like for instance, if I were going to have a patio redone and a pergola put in and a water feature and all that kind of good stuff.
So when we come out and do a project, we'll put a two-man crew on it, and they'll do it from start to finish. So we don't have them working on three or four projects at once. We want them to start at your home. They'll meet with you, walk through everything, and then they'll kind of let you know what the process is going to look like. But I would say for a project like you described, a week or so, maybe 5 days, and we should be done with all of our portion of it. It could be a little bit more or it could be a little less. It also depends a little bit on if you're getting a permit or not. Mm-hmm. Permits are a little bit backed up as well. It's another kind of COVID consideration. So so if you have a deck that's elevated or you're looking to cover your whole patio, you may want to think about adding a little time because that permit might take a little bit.
Well, and that's the beautiful thing about hiring professionals like yourself. You'll walk them through all of that and all those, you know, red tape and things with the government even to get the permits. I love that. We're going to continue the conversation. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Excited about the best of the Willamette Valley being presented by Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking this year. What a great partnership. We're going to continue after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
This morning.
Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Enjoying a wonderful conversation this morning. So glad to have you tuning in this morning. We have the best of the Willamette Valley. Our friend Bill is here with us, along with Taylor with Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking. And I'm curious, Taylor, tell us a little bit why this partnership with the best of the Willamette Valley.
Well, you know, we've been around for 40 years, and best of competitions are something that a lot of local advertisers will do. And when I've seen other people do it and they've pitched it to me, it's always felt like something that they're doing maybe more to sell advertising than to really help the community and the businesses. Mm-hmm. And so when I met with Best of Willamette Valley last year, in their first year in this market, mm-hmm. I was so excited to hear how they were doing it differently. This is really a business forward, mm-hmm. which in the end becomes a consumer forward project. So if they're making it beneficial and easy for businesses to use, then that's going to benefit everybody. So we were so excited to hear about how they were allowing us to really promote ourselves in a way that didn't feel like we were buying our votes through the advertising portion.
Well, and the beautiful part of how this promotes business and allows, from the little tiny, I think of my little friend Rebecca, who has the little boutique of women's clothing downtown Rapid City, to larger businesses, you know, it gives everybody an opportunity to excel in their little lane that mm-hmm. they serve in. And Bill, I just commend you and your staff and what you're doing to not only promote the small business, but our community as well and the activities. And I know there's nonprofit organizations and all of that. And it's really at a time where people are feeling like, what kind of hope and help is out there? You've provided this resource, and I just want to commend you on that.
Well, thank you. And you know, we're not a giant corporation. We're a small business, just like mm-hmm. most of everybody that we work with and 2 feet in. And it's an honor to have somebody like Taylor and Rick's to come in and say, you know what, we want to do more than just support you by being a participant. We really want to make sure this thing thrives. Mm-hmm. So their participation really helps it thrive and to build on that. And we couldn't do it without that. So for us, it's great that it's that we're doing the right thing, and that's the only we can put it out there and see how people respond. So and I have full disclosure, Rick's is competing, but they have a chance to lose. So anytime anybody talks to me about it, we have losers in our contest because we don't give out certificates of participation. So
well, and it just
we're not a soccer team.
Raises the bar to excel.
Yes.
And how you promote that to your customers, and I think in this culture of looking up on a star review or whatever, it's really important that that we have a good standard to live by.
And we do publish our comprehensive guide to everything voted best in the Willamette Valley. And then year round, you can go to bestofthewillamettevalley.com. And we even have what we call our red star rating. So you can give a rating of 1 to 5 stars and to say, you know, outside of the voting, what your experience has been, good, bad, or indifferent. And so that's another thing. It's just, it's a form for people to be able to say, It's kind of like building a digital word of mouth, if
mm-hmm.
you will.
And it's important, I think, in this day and age. You know, I'll ask my friends, hey, what about this for hairstylists? What about this? You know, when I move into a new area, I want to know, who are you using for a chiropractor and who do you use? You know, that's, that word of mouth is important, and this just backs it up. Now, let's talk a little bit about your business, because I believe, and I'm still learning, friends, the different roads you're located on.
Oh, we're out in Portland Road Northeast, mm-hmm. But we're in what we kind of would characterize as Brooks.
Okay.
So we're just north of Salem.
So I'm driving along out to one of my favorite little restaurants, Route, or some say Route 99 out there in Brooks, and I see your business. Now, had I not known about this, I would have just kept, there's Rick's, look at that, yay, they're going to be on the air coming up. You know, it's just pretty neat. Just the promotion now, that's a big operation, mm-hmm. it looks like. So you can cover all of Oregon, you can send crews, what's your territory?
Yeah, so, and you may have noticed on our reader board when you drove by, mm-hmm. that it says we won Best of Willamette Valley in 2020. We've had it on our reader board the entire time. And mm-hmm. as a business, you can use that emblem, yes. for all the time. Yep. So I love that.
That's a quantified win, too. That's not saying we think we're the best. People have said.
It's backed up.
For
best.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we cover south of us here. We'll go as far as maybe just north of Eugene. We'll mm-hmm. go that far every once in a while. We do go out to the coast. So if you have a home in Lincoln City or Newport, mm-hmm. We're the ones that we'd be happy to help you out there. And then our location here in Salem will go as far north as Oregon City and Wilsonville. And then from there, we've got locations in Hillsboro and Gresham, Vancouver, yay. Washington. And then if your listeners happen to be out in Eastern Oregon or Eastern Washington, we have a store out in Tri-Cities, Washington there.
Fantastic.
So yeah.
That's expansion is good, and I love it. Now, talk to me a little bit about if I have a listener and maybe they have a family member who's looking for work and they're skilled in these areas. How do you advertise, or how do they find out about working for you? Do you even have openings right now?
We do. I think most of the home improvement companies right now are looking for great, great people. So right now, we've got a lot of openings at all of our locations as we're trying to keep up with this demand. So mm-hmm. we're looking for people who have skills. We're looking for skilled carpenters to lead our crews, but we're also looking for people who are willing to learn and want to come in and work hard and learn the process, because our guys, a lot of our crews have worked with us for well over 10 years, and there are a few crews that have been with our company longer than I've been alive. So it's really incredible. We've got some crews and some people within our operation that have been around for a long time, and they're the ones that really are invested in the success of those new employees. Mm-hmm. So we really want to foster and teach somebody the skills that they need, because most of the people within our company have started from the bottom and rose their way up to learn the process.
And so you have a website that they would go to then to check it out?
Yeah, on our website, we've got a careers page, and that links directly to all of our Indeed job listings at all of our locations.
Perfect.
So you can see everything that's live right now.
What is your website?
Ricksfencing.com.
Excellent. And what is the phone number? Do you have a phone number handy?
Sure. Yeah. If you want to reach our Salem office here, it's 503-463-8331.
Because we have people say, hey, Stacy, don't forget to throw that phone number out there, because I don't do internet, believe it or not.
Oh, absolutely.
Some of our listeners. So one more time, that phone number.
503-463-8331.
Fantastic.
What bus route are you on? Just
oh,
kidding.
I am so excited to have you here, and I'm excited about this adventure over the next month as we get all the people start voting and we start promoting the voting, mm-hmm. and all of that. And certainly this will all wrap up, and you'll give the awards out when, Bill?
Mid-June, June 17th. And mm-hmm. I did check, the voting is April 5th through the 21st. So
okay.
You can come back every day and vote, and make sure you get your friends, family, dogs, anybody who can work a mouse. Cats like to work, well, sometimes it's more cat and mouse, but everybody's
fun.
Welcome to come in and vote. So, and you can vote on your phone. In fact, about 70% of the people that vote uses the phone. So
mm-hmm.
Please don't vote while you're driving, but make sure
you
get to your destination.
On Monday,
yes.
It goes live. We'll know who we can vote for on Monday,
yes,
right?
Yes, the ballots are live on Monday at noon.
Okay, and again, give me your website.
bestofthewillamettevalley.com.
And find you on Facebook. Are you on Instagram too?
Yes, we are.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Well, I appreciate you coming in today and hanging out with me here in the studio.
One quick thing, mm-hmm. there might be somebody that somehow they were under a rock that we didn't find. So if you are a business, then you are not on the ballot, please reach out and we'll figure out a way to get you on.
Oh, excellent. Great idea. Thank you, Bill. And we're going to have fun in April. We're going to feature businesses every Thursday in April. And I appreciate you, Taylor, coming in today.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I look forward to getting to know you better as we go through this journey together.
Absolutely.
All right. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. You guys have a great day. And we're going to continue the conversation tomorrow, friends. We have a wonderful day scheduled tomorrow morning with Pastor Lou and Ben from the Salem Business Journals. We talk about, continue the discussion about businesses and what we can just do to support one another in this time. Have a wonderful day. God bless you, friends, and God bless the USA.